KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:05, we have a mostly clear sky and 47 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be partly cloudy today with a high of 64. Winds northwest at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Chance for patchy frost early tomorrow morning. Otherwise, overnight, we'll see partly cloudy skies, a low around 34. Good morning. I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Two people were arrested over the past couple of days on drug charges in Union County. Creston police say 52-year-old Darren Dugan of Nottoway was arrested around 11:17 p.m. Sunday in the 800 block of West Taylor Street. Dugan was taken into custody for possession of paraphernalia and on two counts possession of a controlled substance, third offense. He was being held at the Union County Jail on $10,300 bond. And around 1:17 a.m. today, 44-year-old Carrie Wilkinson of Red Oak was arrested in the same location, the 800 block of West Taylor, for possession of paraphernalia and on two counts of possession of a controlled substance first offense. She was later released from the Union County Jail on $2,300 bond. Elsewhere in Iowa news, a man from Waukee was being held at the Dallas County Jail after allegedly injuring his daughter. Investigators say Gregory Stuckey called authorities Friday night to say that he had spanked his one-year-old daughter and she was behaving strangely. The child was found unconscious but breathing while lying on the ground. Stuckey reportedly had admitted he hit the girl on the back as punishment for a temper tantrum. When she was on her hands and knees, he admitted to hitting her again, causing her head to hit the ground. The victim was being treated at a hospital. The West Des Moines Police Department has identified a woman whose body was found near Interstate 35 over the weekend. Officers responded at around 11:50 a.m. Sunday to the scene off I-35 northbound near mile marker 70.5. A passerby told authorities they found what appeared to be a deceased individual off the shoulder of the interstate just north of Mills Civic Parkway. Police found the body of 38-year-old Stephanie Waddell from Oskaloosa. The preliminary investigation finds that Waddell may have been hit by a vehicle overnight. West Des Moines PD is still investigating the scene, but say there is no indication of an ongoing threat to the public. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to call the West Des Moines Police Department at 515-222-3399. A man from Ankeny, accused of the accidental shooting death last year of his pregnant girlfriend, has accepted a plea deal that could result in 10 years in prison. Donald Logan is pleading guilty to involuntary manslaughter and possession with the intent to deliver in the death of 17-year-old Mia Holmes. Logan was 18 years old when police say he accidentally shot Holmes in a hotel room at Wood Springs Suites in Ankeny in August of 2020. According to court documents, Logan admitted he was there to sell marijuana. He initially faced additional charges that include non-consensual termination of pregnancy and sexual exploitation of a minor. Those charges were dropped as part of the plea deal. Logan is scheduled to be sentenced on June 18th. Police in Des Moines say a man shot and killed a woman before later killing himself Friday night. Authorities say 39-year-old Christina Marie Dirks died Friday from gunshot wounds. She suffered in an apartment at 4024 Hubble Avenue. Investigators say they believe 42-year-old Rustin Dean Rice intentionally shot and killed Dirks before returning to the apartment and then turning the gun on himself. Police say that Dirks and Rice had a prior personal relationship and had lived together in a Hubble Avenue apartment until Dirks moved out on May the 6th. Dirks' death is the third Des Moines homicide of 2021. The Iowa Department of Corrections on Saturday reported 33-year-old Brandon Allen Mitchell, who was convicted of willful injury in Polk County, left the Fort Des Moines Residential Correctional Facility without permission Friday night and has not returned as of last report. Mitchell is a white male, 5 feet 9 inches tall, weighing 185 pounds. He was admitted to the work release facility on March 29th of this year. On a Des Moines television station social media post about his escape, Mitchell responded by saying through his social media that, LOL, I didn't escape. They opened the door for me and let me walk out of it. You guys acted like I kicked down some walls and climbed over it. He said tauntingly also that they know where I'm at. They always do. Someone would be here to do the job for them. Persons with information on Mitchell's whereabouts should contact their local police. The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Friday evening of a man from Clarinda following a traffic stop. At around 7:15 p.m., deputies conducted the stop at Highway 48 and 270th Street, and as a result, they arrested 29-year-old Ryan Joel Caleb Christie of Clarinda for driving under suspension. Christie was taken to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $300 bond. The driver of a semi-tractor trailer complained of shoulder pain after the rig he was driving rolled over into the north ditch off Interstate 80 early Saturday morning. Anita Rescue was called to the scene at westbound 66-mile marker just before 2 a.m. Saturday. Cass County Sheriff's deputy was also on the scene. We have received no other details concerning that crash. Also in the news today, the Iowa Department of Public Health reports this morning that there are 126 new COVID-19 positive tests over the previous 24 hours and one additional death. The total number of COVID-related deaths statewide amount to 5,985. The health department says there are 397,710 total positive tests since the start of the pandemic. The state's positivity rate varies with the 14-day rate at 3.8% as of this morning and the 7-day rate at 3.6%. That's a check of some of the latest news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.